Here in Queensland, we pride ourselves on our golden beaches and pristine waterways. Unfortunately, popular holiday destinations, such as the Gold Coast, have started feeling the effects of overfishing and climate change on our oceans. From Snapper Rocks to Main Beach, surfing, fishing and diving are all integral parts of the Gold Coast lifestyle and community. Increased water temperatures, overfishing and other climate impacts will cause irreversible damage to our beloved coastline and could cost us not only the environment, but the tourism industry our area relies on. Artificial reefs are structures designed to mimic and create relief for our natural reefs, designed to attract pelagic and migratory species of fish, as well as increase the prosperity of reef life. Earlier this year, the Gold Coast is scheduled to open their second artificial reef, the Wonder Reef, 2.5 kilometres off the coast of Main Beach. The structure is said to eventually create 32,000 cubic metres of new reef habitat. Mayor Tom Tate says the reef is expected to bring in $32 million in tourism over its first decade and bring in an expected 16,000 divers per year. Research shows concrete to be the best material for the reef as it's long-lasting, solid and non-toxic, meaning it will be stable in large weather events. The reef itself is comprised of 9 floating spiral structures, creating variety in dive experiences from amateur divers at 10 metres all the way down to advanced divers at 30 metres deep. The spiraled columns are designed to have a high surface complexity for the recruitment of corals, sponges, and other organisms to support fish and other animals. Although a reef environment will take several years to develop, the Wonder Reef will be given a helping hand. Head of Marine Sciences at SeaWorld, Wayne Phillips, said to Channel 7 that establishing the coral onto the structure has been successful so far.
Basically, they frag the coral, so they take little sections of it and then transplant that onto the Wonder Reef itself. The more marine life, the more diversity. And currently there's 47 species of fish that they've counted on the Wonder Reef already.
Tim Stevens, Senior Lecturer for the School of Environment and Science at Griffith University, gives us an insight into artificial reefs and how they compare to natural reef systems.
Over time they do become quite diverse, but they never actually become the same as the natural reef. They can actually in some ways be more diverse but different in terms of the collection of plants and animals that live there.
The Wonder Reef is made up of two components attracting different biodiversity in each. There is a large concrete structure on the bottom with lower light, which will have sediment coming and going, and the floating moors on top attracting rich fish fauna, sponges and soft corals accessible to swimmers. While the Wonder Reef is expected to become a tourist hotspot for divers, there is a concern for what this will mean for the natural environment. He states that boats operated around the reef will be pretty tightly managed, however inexperienced divers pose a great risk.
The basic rule is look but don't touch. Even though some reef organisms look, you know, really big and robust, and they're still quite sensitive, and even just touching them with your finger means that you put some of our tissue in contact with their tissue. You can disturb the mucus coating that they have on the surface that protects them from being eaten by other little things.
Being an artificial reef, there can be a number of impacts this has on the ocean. Prior studies have shown that these artificial reefs often attract a large cover of invasive species, which can prevent others from settling on the area. If this is not controlled, the invasive species can then migrate to natural reefs nearby. However, in regards to the Wonder Reef, it is unknown as to whether this will be an issue or not.
The Wonder Reef is predicted to do wonders for the Gold Coast economy, attracting thousands of visitors every year. However, human impact is one of the biggest risk factors in any marine environment and can put unnecessary strain on our reefs. Dr. Leo Guida is a marine scientist and senior sharks campaigner with the Australian Marine Conservation Society. Dr. Guida supports that human interaction can not only put pressure on the environment, but change the behaviours of the animals living in and around the reef.
The reality is that any human presence is going to put physical pressure on that environment for a variety of means. But also, what people might not realise is that when you're looking at, say, small fish, human presence there can stress them out and force them to change their behaviour. So they might go hiding more. And if they're hiding more, they're not eating as often as they should. And if they're not eating as often as they should, they could be more prone to infection, disease, they don't grow as fast, they might change their reproductive schedules. A crucial component of any form of ecotourism is managing that human impact at a variety of scales.
Mitigation of these negative impacts largely relies on marine scientists and researchers closely monitoring the artificial reef.
Monitoring for the artificial reef's health, you know, its structural integrity, but also, you know, the biological health, like are things growing there and is there anything that perhaps needs to be cleaned or removed to encourage, you know, growth. And then there's the other aspect of monitoring where there's the ecological and scientific side of it, where it's what species are coming, how many, how often, when. And that way there you can evaluate how successful the program or the implementation of the reef has been.
Because the Wonder Reef is only a few kilometres offshore, it will be accessible to people who may not have been able to experience something as amazing as a thriving reef.
One of the benefits of creating artificial reefs, it encourages people to experience the ocean and the wilderness. That connection with nature may give them a deeper appreciation of the ocean environment and encourage them or inspire them to care more for the ocean.
And although artificial reefs can be overwhelmingly positive for our environment, Dr. Guida believes we should keep conservation and climate action at the top of our list.
We should really be focusing on protecting our natural spaces as they are for a variety of uses. And part of that protection includes investing in resources, effort and talent into addressing things like climate change first and foremost, and things like sustainable fishing.
Jace Pertain is a highly experienced, active member of the local fishing community. He has been fishing on the Gold Coast for over 45 years and has fished just about every area the region has to offer. Jay says that even before the introduction of fads and artificial reefs, the Gold Coast has always had known ocean nurseries with a diverse range of species.
Look, we've already got areas that are common nurseries and have been since I know. Artificial reefs are introducing and all that sort of stuff are fine. They do encourage more growth and things like that, but some of the places where they do put them are quite close to shore. We get our big swells and everything like that. Everything gets damaged. The food gets taken off the top of the reefs and the system's got to restart again, basically.
Jace believes that offshore fishing has become increasingly popular on the Gold Coast in recent years, with more people having access to boats and heading out to spots that were previously exclusive.
With the influx that we're getting now with four-stroke engines, people are able to make longer distance travelling and able to reach these reefs. And that it's each time we go there now, it's a big fish is like a once-a-year wow factor. 15 years ago, fish were always regularly big. Reefs that I fished 20 years ago that we used to get red job fish, you know, big rosy snapper, all that sort of stuff. They used to come in big masses each year and spawn. Those areas, I have not seen fish there for like 10 years.
Although the Wonder Reef is set to be a diving-only attraction, there is very little information about how the government is going to police these restrictions. And Jay says that people can easily do the wrong thing out on the water.
Such a massive expanse of water is hard to be policed. People can still get away with it. There's still going to be those fishos that push the boundaries and want to go in there and all that. It's just a pointless thing if we are not able to share it.
The council has stated that education and user self-regulation will be heavily relied upon. The council's effort to design and establish a structure such as the Wonder Reef will allow for locals and tourists to associate with a flourishing reef life. This, in turn, will set precedent for large government action against the climate disaster and highlight the need for change in reefs throughout Queensland to create relief on natural reefs such as the Great Barrier Reef.